Hey everybody, this is Devin Boker and you are listening to 500 Days Happier. It's a 500-day experiment to, well, get happy. It's a bit of a gratitude challenge. It's a daily gratitude challenge. It's a trial and error exploration of different strategies that are supposed to help increase long-term happiness, help reduce anxiety, help battle depression, those sorts of things. And trying them out myself. To see how easy it is to do in real life, to see what the challenges are, and to share that experience with others so that maybe it might be of help. There is no fluff, there is no background music or transitions or anything like that, at least for now. Right now it's just, think of it as like an audio journal that's just public. Yeah. Something I'm putting out there for everyone to hear. Hey everybody, it is day 26 of 500. I lost my grandma last night, and frankly, I'm really nowhere near a place where I want to be doing this. Yeah, here I am. I feel like I'll probably have a lot of thoughts to share over the next few days, but today I'm just going to keep it brief. Gratitude 101. My last conversation with my grandma, I talked to her the last time over FaceTime on Saturday. And if I'd known it would be the last, I mean, I don't know what I would have done or said differently, but I mean, I guess you never really know when your last conversation with somebody is. She told me she remembered me being small and how she could scoop me up in her arms, and that now I was a big one and I could probably scoop her up. Gratitude 102. I sent her a message last weekend when she was still in the hospital and I wasn't sure which way it was going to go. And I was just telling her how much I loved and missed her and how I wish that we talked more. And she replied on Tuesday telling me she missed me too. 103. Every single memory I have of her, from days spent fishing to driving to Big Bone Lick in the RV to listening to music on her couch to facing off against a black bear to teaching me how to cast, to the Toy Story birthday cake full of pennies, and so much more. 104. We came down to Texas last summer to help my parents with their move. But Grandma, we got to see you. And I didn't know it then, but that was the last time I'd ever see you in person. And it was the last hug that I was ever going to give you. 105. I am so incredibly grateful for you, Grandma. I hope that wherever you are, you're at peace, free of regret, and can enjoy all the fishing you could ever hope for. I love you dearly, and I will miss you the rest of my life.